When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you agree with the statement of, because I look good, smell good, work out every day, and I drink water. I don't drink Kool-Aid. I don't drink Sprites. I don't drink, I just drink water. And when I go out on the weekends, I partake in some wine.
You know.
Do you agree with the statement that because you're young, you don't need life insurance?
What's happening? No cap. We with AO, about to get a play cold. Pull up to the table, mister.
So part of building wealth will... Here's one thing. We got to consider what will happen to our family if we're not around anymore. No one likes to talk about death, and I want to keep it real with you. I don't like talking about death either, but it's a reality that we all have to face. Let's just be honest. And we got to be prepared for it. That's where life insurance comes in. I found this stat that I wrote down. I really want to talk about it real quick. And it says only 52% of Americans have life insurance, but 100% of us will die. I'm going to say it one more time. Half of American people have life insurance, but all of us will die. All of us. I'm a Christian man, so I speak from a Christian perspective. All of us will go home to meet the Lord one day. That means that there are millions of people in America today who are leaving their families and their financial legacy at risk. They're putting in all this work. They're building all this wealth. They're trying to pay off all this debt. They're building these beautiful families, but leaving their families with nothing at the end of the day. I want you to think about it. How many times have you heard of someone dying and the community had to take up donations or create a GoFundMe account? With the right life insurance policy, that won't be the case for you and your loved ones because you're part of my tribe. And I'm extremely happy today because I have a special guest with me today that's going to really walk us through what is life insurance? Why is it important? What's the best way to get life insurance? What's the best company out there to give you life insurance? So I want you to listen very closely. I want you to grab a pen. I want you to grab a piece of paper, pull out your notepad and get dialed in with your boy. But before we get into today's show, two quick things. Actually, just one for today. Number one, if you're new to the channel, thank you so much for rocking with me. Thank you so much for listening to me, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on podcast. Just make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit that bell notification because this month we're doing two shows. We come out every Monday and Wednesday with brand new shows. But then also, you guys, check this out. Next month in June, we're going to three shows, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays of every single week, giving you real, relevant, and raw conversations that's going to help you get out of debt, help you build wealth, help you protect your wealth, like life insurance, help you really grow your mind, your number one asset, and help you grow spiritually, all here at the table every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So hit the subscribe button. But before we get to today's show, I want y'all to watch this quick commercial. Check it out.
We're going to give you the best life.
But who knows how long you're going to be around?
Who's going to help with the bills to pay? Or the credit card debt? Or the mortgage rates?
All the price of college rising every day.
You need Ethos.
But I'm super healthy.
You never know.
Fair.
We've got your family covered when it's time to go. It's insurance you can afford today.
Quote today at ethoslife.com.
So you know what's so funny? Before I introduce our guest today, it was about maybe 4 or 5 years. My favorite uncle on my mom's side had passed away. And while I was going through that whole process with my mom, we had to create a GoFundMe account. And I remember donating to that GoFundMe account to help pay for his funeral. And I was asking my mom questions like, Mom, he didn't have life insurance put into place? And she was like, no. And when we get to the wedding, man, it was not the wedding, the funeral. I was a little sad because I was looking at my aunt who was married to my amazing uncle. And you guys, I saw the tears from from losing her husband. But then I also saw the stress of everything else that was on her. And it was because she didn't have nothing to really help her just mourn. Unfortunately, in the most respectful way, because I love my uncle, but he didn't think about her for when he was gone. For the first week after he passed, she couldn't mourn. She couldn't have tears of joy that he went off to be in a greater place. She didn't have the opportunity to just sit back and just breathe and just really take in everything that just happened. No, she was getting phone calls from bill collectors. She was getting phone calls from the funeral home. She was getting phone calls from the mortgage company saying, hey, you're late on this. Hey, we need this. We need that, y'all. And she lost her home. She lost her home. He didn't leave his kids any money. He didn't leave his kids with that alley hoop. Say, you know what? I'm gone. I love you. Here's some money to go set you up to win. He didn't leave her to build wealth. He didn't leave his kids to be wealthy. He didn't leave her with peace, with joy, with freedom, with options. He left her with stress. And I love my uncle and I love my aunt, but I don't want that for you. I left that funeral young, saying, you know what? Nah, that's not going to be me. I don't have a wife and I don't have any kids, but I said, that's not going to be my mom. That's not going to be my dad. That's not going to be my family. That's not going to be my siblings. I'm going to make sure that bare minimum, I am 100% taken care of, and they can get a little change in their pocket. And we're going to talk about all this today. And like, what should you be doing if you're single, you don't have a family? What should you do if you're just married? What should you do if you have a full family, married and kids? We'll talk about all of that today. Because this is very important to me. One of the key things when it comes to generational wealth is life insurance. That is a great way to start developing wealth for the next 2-3 generations. So we're going to dial in and talk about that today with my friends here at Ethos. I'm really excited to introduce to you all my new friend. Just met her today, Rashida. She works with Ethos. They are on a mission to protect the next 1 million families by making life insurance more accessible, affordable, yes, Lord, and transparent for as many Americans as possible. And today we're talking about it all. So I want you to grab a pen, grab a paper again, get some notes. As a matter of fact, I want you to send this video to someone watching right now. I don't care if you're 18 watching this. We're going to dive in and really have a real good, healthy discussion because not only will this protect your family, but it can really shift the culture. All right. One of my mentors said this. He said, hey, life insurance is just another way to tell your family I love you after you're gone. That's a part of your love letter. As you're transitioning, this is a part of your love letter to your family saying, you know what? I love you enough that while I was alive, I thought about you for when I was no longer on this earth. If you love your family, dial in. If you love yourself, dial in. And let's talk about it today. Rashida, what's going on, my sister? How are you?
Yeah, I am great. How are you?
Man, I'm so good. Thank you so much for rocking with this. Man, I'm just going to call myself out. We did a whole interview, and I didn't record the interview. So this is our second time.
Second time is a charm.
It's going to be better. Y'all, we did a whole 50-minute interview. And we did not hit. No, not we, because it wasn't her. Me, Ashley, is my producer. CJ. My producer didn't hit record.
I believe what you want.
I'm just black. I didn't hit record. I'm going to call myself out, and it's all good. But we're here today because, you know, I wanted to make sure, and my other friend, Helen from Ethos, she's on the line as well. And she was like, wait, that was such a good interview. I was like, I know. Helen, are you upset with me, Helen?
No, not at all. It was a good practice run, and this time it'll be even better.
I love it, love it, love it, love it. So let's go ahead and dive in, Rashida.
All right.
You know, what is life insurance? And really, I really want to ask this question up front because I don't really think a lot of my tribe. So my tribe is going to be really, I have a little bit of everyone, but the bulk of my tribe is going to be in that 20s and 30s and really young 40s. And they're minorities. They're black people. And I love all my people. I know I got white people watching this too. All right. But I just know the bulk of them, like, they're young. And so they really don't even know how life insurance works. You hear so many things out there about, I mean, just scamming them out. Like, hey, get this policy. You'll be able to make $50 million and the next $10 million off of this. Da, 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 da. And so I really want to know from the very beginning to teach my people, what exactly is life insurance and how does it work?
Yeah, and it's one of those things, right? It's like, we won't really know until we know, right? It's not something we were taught in school along with English and math. We don't get taught life insurance. So we have to learn as we get older and realize how important it is. So on the basics, right, let me break it down. So life insurance in general is a contract, right? It's something that you collaborate with a carrier or whoever you're working with in order to protect yourself and your loved ones. Mm-hmm. So you pay a certain amount every month. So that's the premium payment is what it's called.
Okay.
And that's your set rate. You're paying for a coverage amount, right? So however much coverage you need in order to take care of your loved ones, that's the coverage amount.
Okay.
For term life insurance specifically, that phrase term is a set period of time. So there's a term period.
Okay.
From typically 10 up to 30 years. When you're able to lock in that premium rate and pay for that policy in case something does happen to you within that time. So it's a very simple, streamlined product, especially term, where you're able to just have that income protection during that certain period of time to make sure that something does happen to you, everybody's covered.
So why would you say term life is important, you know, and like, why would you say Ethos on top of that is the best provider for it? But I'm curious because some people are saying, well, Anthony, I heard I should get whole life insurance because whole life insurance pays out a whole lot more. But, you know, why would you say term life insurance is very important to people?
Yeah, and I know that's a fair question, right? And that's one of the things that we even had to figure out as a company, right? Because we were only term insurance for a long period of time. And we still think that term insurance is the best coverage option for majority of people, right? You're able to get a higher amount of coverage at a lower price. And you're able to kind of essentially get what you need straightforward, you know, no frills, no nothing. You just get what you need and you're done. You pay your bill and that's pretty much it. Whole life can be a bit more complex, right? So it's not for a certain period of time, but it's for your entire lifetime, which means that it kind of comes into different complexities. And as you get more and more coverage, the rate can get higher and higher and higher. So it's helpful for some people. But we figure that term is best for most people because they're just looking to get the coverage that they need, afford to pay the bill, right, to maintain it, and to just make sure that they're protecting their families for that period of time. So we find that term is best for most people.
I love that. And I'm curious because I know this. I know the answer to this question, right? But I think a lot of people say, all right, cool. You're talking about, you know, getting term life insurance, getting insurance policy, but how does life insurance and even Ethos, I want to include Ethos in this one, help families protect their loved ones?
Yeah. So Ethos, we really pride ourselves on making sure that we are, like, our mission, right? Our mission is to protect those next million families. So we take all the technology that we've built in order to make this application process for life insurance super duper easy, like making it super streamlined. It's something you can actually do on your phone. It's all online. You're able to answer those health questions, get what you need, get that quote, get that final rate, pay your bill. Done. You're able to get everything super duper easily versus other companies. You know, you might have to do blood exams. You might have to, you know, fill out this paperwork. You might have to go to meet an agent. I'm not going to be meeting up some random person. That's not that's not my vibe. You don't need to do any of that. You can do it on your phone, get coverage, and you can talk to somebody if you want to, but you don't necessarily even have to.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to nobody. I literally was able to get that stuff, and it was, I haven't talked to nobody, and I have a full insurance policy.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. I was talking to Helen and the rest of your team on the back end when we was putting together our partnership, that I was like, hey, I had someone come to me. He's like in his upper 40s, about to hit 50s. And he was like, yo, Ayo, I was listening to your show, and I went on Ethos to get a quote. And bro, they were not that cheap compared to where I'm at now. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah, I know. Ethos wasn't for me. And I was like, interesting. But you all, when I went to get a quote, you know, when I first connected with you all, get a quote for myself, I went on the website, did everything, got a quote. Man, you all honestly saved me close to $20-something a month on my insurance policy compared to the one I was at. And so I look at myself at 37 years old. He's about to hit 50. So I'm curious, how expensive is Ethos? Because I'm pretty sure Ethos is probably not the cheapest for 100% of everybody. I don't think nobody can say that. You know, but how expensive is life insurance? I'm curious.
Yeah, so in general, life insurance, it doesn't always necessarily have to be expensive, right? Actually, it's something we take pride on in making it accessible and affordable.
I like
Yeah, right, because you don't realize, like, okay, it actually is something that you can take the time to pay for. It doesn't have to be another mortgage payment, but it can be, you know, a bill that you can manage on a month-to-month basis. And, you know, depending on how much coverage you need, it takes all of you into consideration, right?
Yeah.
So it takes your age, it takes your health, it takes your financial background, it takes, you know, your lifestyle into account. It takes all of those things and it determines, okay, what's the best product for you and what's the rate that we can assess for you as quickly as possible. So sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get the lowest rate, but you're going to get the best rate for the product that we have for you. And we have a wide variety of products at that. So you're able to kind of streamline what would take maybe weeks or months with another company that might get you a low rate, but it'll take you 3-4 months to get it versus getting the most affordable and accessible rate right now. And that's what makes that difference for it, or how expensive it is.
How expensive it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you all are not that expensive. Because I have other people who have signed up. And it was like, yeah, man, they were definitely affordable. And it was quick. It was really, really quick. Really, really, really quick. I unfortunately, right, I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to be disrespectful to any families or have it come off in any kind of way. But recently we see in the news, you know, a young kid was just unfortunately lost his life at the age of 25. One of my good friends, she woke up and her husband passed at the age of 29 from COVID. Just the other month, last month, actually, my aunt passed in her sleep. And we're seeing that it's clear. We don't know when we're going to die. We think we have tomorrow, but we may not have tomorrow. Yeah. And a lot of people, especially us young people, we be like, yo, listen. Boy, I'm in the gym every single day. You know, my chest is looking good. My guns is looking good. The lady's like, yo, my calves is looking good. You know, my back end, I do leg day every day. I look good. They're watching it, St. Anthony. I am healthy. I drink water. I don't do Kool-Aid. I do water, Anthony. And I don't do ribs because I want to make sure my stomach is flat. I eat salmon. I am healthy. I look good. I smell good. I'm walking. I'm lifting heavy weights. Anthony, I don't need no life insurance. I got another 60, 70 years of my life. I'll worry about that when I hit 50. This is what these young people are saying in their 20s and young 30s. Like, I got time.
Yep.
Do you agree they got time? I mean, we don't know if they got time, but do you agree with the statement of, because I look good, smell good, work out every day, and I drink water. I don't drink Kool-Aid. I don't drink Sprites. I just drink water. And when I go out on the weekends, I partake in some wine.
You know.
Do you agree with the statement that because you're young, you don't need life insurance?
Yeah, I don't. And I had to learn that the hard way as well, right? Seeing people younger than me passing away unexpectedly. You know, you really just don't know. And even if you're in the greatest shape of your life, you know, your time can come before you even realize it. So having that protection, especially while you're young and single and you're, you know, living your best life, this is actually the perfect time to get life insurance because you're never going to be as young as you are now. That's just a fact. And this might be the healthiest that you've ever been. So companies are able to assess you for who you are today and you can lock in that rate for years to come. Versus, you know, waiting until you're in your 40s, 50s. I mean, you can still get coverage, obviously, but it's going to be a dramatically different rate. It's going to, your coverage options might change. You know, you as a person is going to change over time. So it's always best to get life insurance as soon as you can, because you just never know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, and later on the show, we're going to really break down, you know, how to really calculate, you know, your insurance rates. But I definitely do say that I think there's like three stages to life insurance in three different seasons. One is going to be when you're single, like myself. No kids, no wife. Then the next season will be just me and my wife, if that is the case when we do get married. Okay, that's one thing. Then when I have kids, then it's going to be a different kind of policy. And we're going to really break that stuff down. So I really want you to keep it locked. I want you to stay focused and really, really rock with this. But I'm curious, what all, are there any stipulations around what you can use your life insurance for? Like, can we cut that check to our kids so they can go out there and just buy a $1 million car if they wanted to, you know? Can we cut that check to family? Can we send it to churches? Can we send it to organizations? Like, are there any no-goes when it comes to our insurance policy, or is it whatever the family wants to do with it is theirs?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, because a lot of people don't really realize it's like that beneficiary, the one that you put down, are the ones that are going to technically make that decision. But you can set them up beforehand in order to say, hey, I want this money to go to my mortgage. I want this money to go to my church or my organization that I want to provide for. So you're able to set that up in your application as well as after you're activated. Like, you'll reach out to our customer support and say, hey, I actually want, you know, this bank in order to get this money, so that way my family is good on the mortgage. They don't even have to think about it anymore. You're able to set that up in your application and post-activation, so that way you can use it for whatever you need to. You know, as long as you're able to protect your loved ones and help them in order to, like I said, just grieve and move on with their life and live the best life, Athos is there to provide anything that you need in order to do that.
So, Rashida, I don't know this question, and I don't know if Helen's listening. She can chime in too if you know the answer, because y'all probably don't. I just want to ask this: do y'all provide any will services at Athos?
We're actually working on that. Yes, we do. We're looking into will and trust services. So once it's out there, we'll announce it. But it is something that's in the works.
So currently, right now, you don't have that right now.
It's on our website as far as like, oh, this is something that if you want to learn more about it, okay, we're offering that to you. But yeah, we haven't like put it out there to the world just yet.
Cool. Great. So while Athos is working on that, I'll make sure to put a link up there to where you can get a free will. You definitely want to, you know, when Athos gets theirs up and running, you want to have everything in one house, and they'll probably be a little bit more proficient. But she said something that is so key. You got to have a beneficiary, and you need to be honest with your beneficiary on what you want with your money when you're gone. One of the key things that I've done within my will as a single man is I put in there, my beneficiary goes to my biological mom and my biological dad. And so inside of my will, I tell them what to do with my money.
Right.
Okay, that's very important, because yeah, I don't think y'all understand. If yeah, you can pass, right? And let's say you do have life insurance and you give it to the beneficiary, but you don't tell the beneficiary what you want to do with the money, they can do whatever they want to do with the money. All right. And so inside of my will, I break it down. I'm like, all right, cool. Mom, dad, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give X amount of dollars to my local church. I want you to give X amount of dollars and put it inside of this particular fund for my niece and my nephews for their college fund. Mom, dad, I want you to go put this X amount of money into a particular nonprofit that I support and that I endorse. And then, mom and dad, I love you all. Thank you for being my mom. Thank you for being my dad. Thank you for bringing me in. This is, the rest of this money is for you and your particular spouse. But I want to pause right there and park it. The reason why the will is so important is because you don't want the state to govern your assets. And yeah, you don't want the state to tell your kids who will actually raise them. So a will, you guys, is so important. If you could do a will and have a trust put in place, it covers all of your assets. It covers your kids. And then it allows you to, when you leave, there's no argument over your funds, over your kids, over your assets. It is clear as day. Unfortunately, my cousin passed last February, actually February 12th of last year. Mm-hmm. And she just dropped dead, and she didn't have a will put in place. And she was 26, 27 years old. And that was probably the hardest season of my life to watch that, because she was my favorite cousin. And to this day, they're still having to go through the state to get certain stuff. To this day, they're still having to, her parents are still kind of somewhat having some conversations on what they're going to do with this and with that. And it was simply because, one, she didn't have a will put in place, so they had to, you know, raise funds. Two, she didn't have a will. Not will, she didn't have life insurance put into place, so they had to raise funds. And then two, she didn't have a will. So I just want to, I want to put that in and park it right there, because this is all important, you guys.
Yes,
this is very, very important. Having a will and having a life insurance policy in place at 20 is very, very, very important. And I really want, so I'll make sure to add that link. It's a free will generator. You can do that yourself. Go get it notarized and boom. I started off there. And then as my assets and my wealth starting to build up more, I went ahead and had my attorney draft up something a little bit more polished and a little bit more specific for my different stuff. But the majority of you all watching right now can do this free thing and get down with Ethos and you'll cover it. And so I know some people watching right now, Rashida, and saying, you know, this is great. Okay, cool. I'm loving this. I hear you about getting a will, Ayo. I hear you about getting life insurance. I hear you that you all are saying it's inexpensive. It's not as expensive. And they're really not, you guys. I'm telling you, I'm for my insurance policy, which I'm in the millions, right?
Yeah.
I am not even paying above $150.
Nice. That's awesome.
Like I'm very affordable now. I don't want to come up missing. You know what I'm saying?
Let's not do that.
I don't want to come up missing, man. Because after the show goes aired, if I come up missing, you ain't the beneficiary. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to come up missing. So I won't say too much because I don't want to put myself out there like that. But I know some people watching right now saying, "Okay, I hear you. They're affordable and they're accessible." But Anthony, I have some pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
Are you all still affordable? And better yet, not just affordable, because there are some insurance companies out there, they can't even get a policy.
Right.
Let's do educational piece, if you can do this. One, why do insurance companies turn down people with pre-existence? And then two, what does Ethos do? Can they still rock with Ethos if they have a pre-existing medical condition?
Yeah, so you're surprised how every carrier and every company is different on how they assess risk, right? So they take those things like your health conditions, your background into account, and they calculate for themselves whether they want to take a chance on you or not, right? So some companies are just way more strict, right? They just say, like, if you're not, you know, this high earner, if you're not, you know, the healthiest horse ever in the world, then they don't want to take a chance on you. Right. And one of the things that Ethos really cares about is that accessibility piece and making sure that we actually have something for everyone. So even if you do have pre-existing conditions, let's say you have, you know, some type of issue or a disease or something to that effect, there is a policy out there for you. Even if you don't get $1 million, $2 million in coverage, you'll have something to take care of your loved ones. And you're able to find something that takes care of your needs, regardless of your background. Because if we access all of you, like not just one part or another part, we assess all of who you are, and regardless of whether you have pre-existing conditions, you can still get coverage,
man. And that's important. I love how you said you may not get the $2-3 million, but you can get something.
Yeah.
And something in today's day and time is better than nothing.
Yes, it is.
With inflation up right now, we don't know when inflation is going to go down. Prices are rising. Let's just make sure that we think about our loved ones.
Yes.
And let's help them out. Let's serve them. So let's get to the detail of this, because we talked about what life insurance is. We talked about the importance of why life insurance is important. We talked about how life insurance could be expensive for some, and for the majorities, it will not be expensive, especially if you use Ethos. And if you all say, you know, this is great, where do I go already? I'm halfway through this show, and I want to sign up and go check it out. Go to AnthonyO'Neill.com /ethos. That's anthonyoneal.com/ethos. For those of y'all listening on podcasts, I'll drop everything in today's show description. And I promise you it will not take you long, but I want to walk through the process of one, how do you all calculate how much life insurance someone needs? Because what I do love about Ethos is, y'all's heart is so pure, right? You all love people and you all want to help people win. And so you guys, Ethos honestly operates a little different from other insurance companies. None of their agents, none of their staff get paid commission off of what you do and off of what you purchase. So if you get on the phone with someone to get some more clarity, which they would love to do with you, they're not going to try and sell you something. Their computer is not trying to sell you the most expensive life insurance package. The computer is saying, okay, this is the best package for you. So let's talk about that. Like, how does someone calculate, even take Ethos out of it, how much life insurance do I need?
Yeah, right. And it's like, that's not something that you can actually like think about offhand, right? There's a couple of ways in order to do this, right? So one simple and easy way is to just think about your income, right? So if you're making $50,000 a year, you can multiply that times 10 or times 12, and that will be like the baseline for your coverage amount. So if you're making $50,000 a year, your baseline minimum amount is $500,000 worth of coverage.
Yeah.
And that's one simple and easy way to do that without taking a whole lot of other things into account.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Now, on the pre-record, because we was practicing, because I didn't hit record, you broke down this whole analogy, which I really love. Yeah. And you said one of the analogies was dime.
Yes.
Let's break this down, because that's a great teaching moment that I think that I love. That honestly, I'm gonna steal that from y'all. I'm gonna start teaching that. Period.
That's fine. You can have.
You know what I'm saying? Because I mean that's honestly a great thing to look at. Now, dime stands for debt, and then when you say debt, that's like all debt, right?
Yes, consumer debt, credit card debt, all that.
All that. So they got to add it all up. Debt. The next one is the income. You gave the example of $50,000.
Yes.
And then the next one was mortgage, was another form of debt, but this is asset debt. So the mortgage, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then education. Now, when you say education, are you talking about the student loans? What are you talking about?
I wish. That would be great. But no, it's more for your children's education.
Your children's education.
Yes. Like college tuition, or they're paying for, you know, private school or something to that effect, making sure that those bills are covered.
Yeah. Boy, I wish I could plug into the computer right now, CJ. I would love to put this up on the computer, because I did some math. So let's just break this down, you guys, because this is just some good practical information for you, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you have $60,000 in student loans and $40,000 in other consumer debt, car notes. I mean, this is going to be everything. You guys know this. This is not new to you, especially on my channel. Car notes, credit cards, student loans, private loans, personal loans, payday loans, family loans, you know, any kind of debt. And debt is simply, what have you borrowed that needs to be paid back to anybody? Anytime. So let's say, for an example, with everything added up in your debt, you have $100,000. That's excluding your mortgage, right? So baseline right there, you need a $100,000 policy. Then, like what my sister just said, income, and I love how she said it 10 times, because I teach get 10 times your average salary. So if you're making $50,000, like she said, that's $500,000. But the average American is making $46,000 a year. That's $460,000 that you need to get. But let's stick to my sister's math. Okay. She said $50,000, we're gonna stick with $500,000. Then mortgage. Let's say you have a good mortgage in America and you're at about $350,000 for the mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. And then education. I wrote the book on education, debt-free degrees, the number one national best-selling book in the world 2 years ago, sold over 200,000-300,000 copies, but I'm loving it, right? And so I did the research. So let's just say down the road, to get a four-year degree, you're going to be looking at about $110,000 to get a four-year degree if it's in-state. If it's out-of-state, it's way more money. But y'all know me. You're going to put in your will that you're going to pay for your kids' education as long as they go in-state. Okay, yeah. If they go out-of-state, they got to pay the bill. So using her dime method, debt, income, mortgage, you need $1 million in life insurance.
Yeah.
If you are married with a spouse and with kids. And one thing too is, I would even ask your wife, like, babe, if your wife is in school and she's trying and she's currently going to school right now, don't just include your kids' education, include your wife's education. So yeah, this way she can continue her journey. She can continue going down the path she wants to go down, and she doesn't have to worry about stopping or changing her whole life. And this is what I love about life insurance. And hear me clearly, you guys. Life insurance is not only just about leaving your family with a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Life insurance is about allowing them to mourn you in peace, mm-hmm, mourn you with no stress.
Yes.
Let me say it like this, less stress, because it's going to be stressful to lose someone that you love.
Of course.
And I want y'all to hear me clearly. Like, I've been there and I've seen it, and I see it every single day in my space, that my husband passed and I didn't know that he owed this company, and because my name was on it, I still got to pay it. And I don't want to see that for you all. I don't want you to be 25 years old thinking you got, you know, another 80 years left. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I hope all of us watching right now live to be 100 plus. I don't want to speak death on nobody, but the truth of the fact is, my mama always said, my great grandmama always said, baby, it's not a matter of if the storm is going to come. It's just a matter of when the storm is going to come.
Yep.
It's not a matter if you're going to die. The richest person in the world is going to die. Yep. We can't avoid death. But what we can avoid is leaving our family with stress.
Yes.
And so when we think about this $1 million policy, to some, that may sound expensive.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like $1 million. I never made $1 million in my life. Think about leaving that to your kids.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like.
Yeah, I get it.
Wow. Like, that's, like, wow. Now, you're the professional, Rashida. It is $1 million policy. Let's say for a healthy, no debt, good credit person, will $1 million policy be expensive?
No, actually, come to find out. That was one of the things that I even thought so too before I joined the company. I'm thinking like, okay, I have this big policy. I'm going to be paying, you know, $500, $600, $800 a month, you know, just to kind of maintain that. And that's just simply not the case. Like, that's one of the things that, especially in our community, where we kind of have this idea of what life insurance is like or how we have to deal with it. And sometimes the history proves itself, right? Like, it can be very time consuming and complex, but it doesn't have to be expensive. And us here at Ethos, we pride ourselves on trying to create that balance of accessibility and affordability, right? So making sure that we take all of you into account, including your income, right? To make sure that you can actually afford the rate that you're getting. You know, making sure that whatever background you have, you're able to keep that coverage, maintain that coverage, and get the coverage for your family.
I'm curious, do you know like a ballpark on someone that's just healthy of what $1 million policy would be? I think I have an idea. I'll say it so Ethos doesn't have to say it. I think I've seen some rates that are in between like 50 and like 60, 70 bucks for $1 million policy in a month. Like, and $50,
I've
you guys.
Seen rates like that.
Yeah, I mean, $50 and you got $1 million policy? Like, you spend $50 on food. So right. This simply means, like, instead of for eating out, because think about it, you're going to spend about $10 to $12 on breakfast if you're eating out every day. You're going to spend about $10 to $15 if you're going to fast food restaurant every single day for lunch. Right. You're going to spend about $20 on dinner. So right there in one day of you just not eating out, you just covered your family. You just told your loved ones. You just included a dope love paragraph in your love letter when you transition. And I think we have to start thinking about that. Like, okay, what do I value more? Do I value only my life while I'm living, or do I want my family's life to really love me when I'm gone? We talked earlier about single people. You know, do you, in your professional opinion, do you believe single people need just as much insurance as someone married with kids?
Ooh, that's actually a good question. Because in general, we all need coverage, right? Regardless of how much or how little. And it depends on your circumstances, right? You might be a high earner. You might have a lot of debt. You might have a lot of things going on that will feel like, you know, having a bigger policy would be necessary. But in general, not necessarily. You know, you just kind of might just need $200,000, $300,000 worth of coverage just to make sure that you're taken care of, right? Your funeral is taken care of. You can actually leave money for the next generation, you know, building that generational wealth. But if you're single, 20-something, yeah, you might not necessarily need a whole lot of coverage, but you need something in order to make sure that your loved ones are taken care of. And that's the best time to really get it, honestly. Like, when you're single and in your 20s, you know, you might think, you know, you got the whole world ahead of you, but you just don't know what can happen. So you're the youngest you're ever going to be. You're the healthiest you're ever going to be, most likely. So this is the best time in order to get life insurance, because you're going to get the best rate and you're going to be able to keep it for a longer period of time as well. So you can lock that rate in, pay that, you know, as your life changes. You know, if you get married and you have kids, you know, you're going to be able to keep that same rate for years to come. And as things change, you know, you can always reach out to your agent and have that adjusted for you as well.
Man, I totally agree. I think someone who is single should have at least six figures in life insurance. So that way you take care of all of your burial prices. None of your family members have to worry about creating a GoFundMe or anything like that.
Yes.
Then you're going to have some money in there as well, to where if your parents or if your if a family member has to step in and maybe take off a week or two to get all your situations, get everything situated for you. So that way they don't have to worry about taking paid time off or losing money to come do that. You can allocate some funds to them. And if you want to leave a little bit of money to your family, cool, great. And then when you're married, it goes up. I mean, once you're married, you need to follow the dime thing that we just broke down, which is going to be your debt, your income, especially your mortgage, and then your education. If your spouse has already completed their education, you don't have any kids, and you don't need as much. But then when you get kids, you need to think about that. And really just make sure that you're taken care of. You know, one of the things in a dime method that I really, really, really love was we're thinking about the mortgage. And you guys know me. I'm huge on wealth building. And there are three components to building wealth that I think that are very important. Number one, that's avoid debt. Number two, that is home ownership. And number three, that is life insurance. And I really want to talk real quickly about home ownership in a market that is just really creating a lot of prices are going up. My friends over at Church Hill Mortgage, who have financed all of my homes, are coming out with a brand new program called Home Buyer Edge by Church Hill Mortgage. And this gives you the best chance to purchase the home of your dreams during challenging times. And what I love about Church Hill is you're going to get a lightning fast approval through Church Hill Mortgage app. Lightning fast, guaranteed manual underwriting. This is not computer driven. This is going to be manual underwriters looking at your income, looking at everything. And they're going to give you a certified pre-approval. Because you're going to know your buying power. You're going to know exactly where you stand. And a certified pre-approval just simply means that it's not a computer approving it. It is an underwriter saying, okay, cool. We see your income. We see this. We see that. You're good. So you're going to go to the seller saying, hey, I'm certified pre-approved. Not only that, they're going to protect your interest rate through a rate secure program for up to 90 days. And here's the thing that's just sweet. I was like, Rashida, I said, God, no, where was they at? Where was this at when I purchased my home? Because this is my third home that I really want. It's my third choice. I lost my first and second choice to cash buyers because it was like, yo, we don't know if we're going to lose out on you. But they came out with this new program, and they're going to be offering the sellers a guaranteed $5,000, which provides the sellers earnest money if the purchase agreement was to cancel due to financing. So with Church Hill Mortgage, you're going to get a certified pre-approval to let people know you've already been somewhat through manual underwriting. You're going to have a locked-in rate. You're going to get a pre-approval super fast, and you're going to be able to go to the table with another letter saying, yo, listen, I'm so solid that if something was to go wrong on my end as a buyer, my bank is going to cut you a check for $5,000.
Nice.
All you got to do is go to anthonyneal.com/Churchill. Get your pre-approval today. Go get the home of your dreams, because we're about building wealth. And like I said, avoiding debt, home ownership, and life insurance. We're talking about one of those today. And I had to plug you, my friends, over at Churchill Mortgage, because, boom, listen, Churchill is on my actual will and life insurance policy. If I was to pass.
Good.
Ethos is going to be cutting a check to my beneficiary, and my beneficiary is going to be cutting a check to Churchill to pay off my mortgage. So I had to add that in there, man. So go to anthonyneal.com/ethos to check out what Ethos is doing. Go to anthonyneal.com/Churchill to get that information. And so I really do love it. Rashida, I'm curious. There are a lot of insurance companies out there. A lot of insurance companies out there. I mean, it's a lot. In my opinion, none like Ethos. And I've been rocking with you all now for about 2 months. I did a lot of research. We dated each other for about a month, because I just really want to make sure that, you know, this is going to be a good marriage, and we're going to be able to love each other and take care of each other. And we both are not, you know, weird. And Ethos.
It's important.
It's important, you know. And you know, I compared y'all to other companies, and I was like, man, I really like this place. And so I said, yo, I will. And I said yes, y'all said yes, and we have this beautiful partnership. But I'm curious, from your end, how does Ethos stand out from your competitors? Because there are other competitors out there, and I'm curious, why would you say to the people watching us right now on this show, why rock with Ethos?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny when you say, like, I will and I do, right? Like, you took that time in order to research and figure things out. And that's part of what we try to do here at Ethos as well, is to encourage people to look around, to educate yourselves, take on the resources that we even have in order to show you what's best for you and your loved ones. So when it comes to Ethos, what makes us different from everybody else is that when we are 100% customer-centric, right? We're trying to make sure that you have the best policy for you and your loved ones, and we try to make that as simple and as easy as possible. Yeah. Right? There's a whole bunch of other different life insurance policies and life insurance carriers, but they are making the process so difficult in order to get through. You know, you have to do all this paperwork, you have to take all these blood exams, you have to, you know, jump through this hoop and that hoop and wait months in order to get something. And we saw that and was like, no, we're not doing that. We don't have the time for that. Our loved ones need protection now. So we pride ourselves on making the process super duper simple. And then even for other companies, you know, we try to make sure that what our products provide are accessible to everyone, right? Like, some companies, you know, they'll give you a policy, but they'll give you an expensive policy for a person that's a high earner, or they are, you know, super duper healthy. And that's not everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the healthiest person in the world, but I still need coverage.
Yep.
So we make sure that we have a product fit for you, and make sure that it's an affordable and accessible rate for anybody that needs it.
And one of the things I love about y'all is you're just super simple. Mm-hmm. You're just super simple, super quick. I mean, I went online. I had a quote. I did the whole form, answered all the questions within a matter of, like, I say for me, 8 to 10 minutes. And when I got the quote, within 24 hours, I got the guaranteed confirmation saying, hey, listen, are you ready to make your first payment? Because this is your rate. It's locked in.
Yep.
And I was like, wow. And what I loved about this is I didn't have to, like, when the last company, I called them, answered questions over the phone. They asked me, are you jumping out the planes? I was like, nah, I don't jump out no planes. I'm black. I keep my feet on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm good, bro. You know, and so answer all these questions. I was like, all right, cool, great. Next. I was like, next? What's my quote? He was like, well, if everything's good, here's your quote, but we can't talk about that right now, because you need to either come out to get your drug test. Yeah, or we got to send someone to you to do your drug test. I was like, are you serious? So when he scheduled that, that was like 2 weeks out. And I was like, oh my goodness. Okay, I could die. And so I got the test. Then I had to wait 30 days to get the test results back. Thankfully, everything came back good. I was clean. Hey, man. clean bill of health. And so he was able to get that. But I've heard stories of people saying, but they came back and they found out they had diabetes, or, you know, they found out other small little things, and they had to, you know, get the doctor to sign off on certain things and get that in place to get this. It was just a headache. But Ethos says, you know what? We're done with all that. We're going to ask you some questions. Please answer it ethically. Be ethical and just operate out of moral. Answer the truth. And we're going to give you the best quote possible within our research of you and your health and your credit and stuff like that. And I mean, man, so not only are you all quick, you all are affordable, you are accessible. And I just feel good that I wasn't sold something so that individual can make more money to provide for his family.
Right.
So I'm at peace knowing that I got the best thing for me and for my family. It wasn't the best thing. This is good. It wasn't the best thing for my seller's family.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so, of course, Ethos is going to make money. We're in business to make money. I get that. But you all take very good care of your reps, and you all have a heart of just education and just really making sure that they're good. So, man, I just appreciate you for coming on the show, spending some time with me. You spent 2 hours with me today.
I know, right?
You know, you spent 2 hours with me today, and people watching this, what do you mean 2 hours? It's only been like an hour show. I'm like, nah, you guys, we did another whole hour show, and
we had a rehearsal.
Yeah, we had a rehearsal because my producer, CJ, just, you know, was slacking on his job. And he did. Hey, put the camera back on me. You know, my man was slacking on his job. You know what I'm saying? You know, he didn't follow behind me and say, hey, Anthony, hit record on, you know, on Riverside. And we record all of our stuff in Riverside virtually. So I appreciate you. So I will leave you all with this scripture. Proverbs chapter 13, verses 22. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. A good man, a good woman leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Are you going to leave an inheritance to your children's children for that? I know this is rough. But you know what? You got car insurance. You don't want to total your car. You got health insurance. You don't want to get sick. Get life insurance. And I know you do not want to die. You might never get into a car accident, but you are going to for sure pass away. Let's think about that. And I know me, when I look down at heaven from heaven on my family, I definitely want to see them crying because I'm gone. But a month down the road, I want to see them smiling. I want to see them at peace. I want to hear them saying, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Bae. Like, I want to see my kids saying, you know what? My dad left me $1 million, paid off the rest of my education. I took that money, paid off my home or bought a home and put this money into this investment to make more money. So that way I can pass this legacy down to my kids. You know, I want to see my wife saying, you know what? She took that money, put it in, paid off our mortgage and put it to an investment account. And she, you know, is living off of the compound interest, the dividends of that investment, and she's going to pass that down to our kids. I want to make sure that I'm a good man.
Yes.
And Proverbs tells us a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So today's affirmation is, as I forgive myself, it becomes easier to forgive others. Repeat after me, you guys, 5 times. As I forgive myself, it becomes easier to forgive others. Yo, it's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. I'm going to drop Ethos information in today's show notes. Check them out. Join me over at Ethos. Man, I'm telling you, it's very affordable. You're going to thank me later. Your family is going to thank you when you're gone. Yo, we love you. God bless you. And we'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.